Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
And we are going to start with, believe it or not, baseball.
This was crazy. I already know.
Some breaking news, and it's not about Mookie Betts.
And that deal did get done.
Yes, yeah, as you knew it would once it's out there like that.
Yep. But,
and then it's not about the Houston Astros and the cheating scandal either. Rob G, update us on just the MLB is going to have new rules, or they're proposing.
Now, this is a story that was broken by Joel Sherman from the New York Post, Rob G.
And they are proposing. Is it proposing it, or is it
considering?
It's being considered.
Okay, go ahead.
In effect, in 2022, so in two seasons.
That's not that long.
It's a new playoff concept that would expand the number of teams from 10 to 14. So you're adding an additional two wild card teams in each league, American League, National League.
Okay.
So here's how it breaks down. We'll try to get it as simple as possible. In this new concept, the team with the best record in each league would receive a bye to the division series.
Okay.
So the number one seed in each side would go across. The other two division winners and the wild card team with the next best record would then all play in a would host the wild card round in a new three-game series. No more one-and-done playoff route.
It'd be
three-game series. The lower three wild card teams would be on the road for all three of those games.
So they get no home games.
No home games.
Okay.
Wow.
That's essentially it.
No.
Oh.
The division winner with the second best record in each league would then get the first pick of its opponent from those lower three wild card seed.
So they get the division winner with the second best.
So the number two seed, let's say.
Yeah, because number one
number
is getting
one
a bye.
Already has a bye.
They got a bye. So now, Chris, you got three. You got the second best division winner, right? With the record.
You said
we
they get
the pick.
They get to pick.
They get
which
to pick which of the wild card teams they want to play.
The team with the bye got to pick.
No. They got a bye. So they get to pick who you – like, you can match up and look at those three wild card teams.
Right.
And say you did really well or you match up better against them, you get to pick that team.
Right. But it gets better. If you're the third place team, you get the second pick of which wild card team you want to play.
Right, I get it.
And then, and then whoever's left over just
and
plays each other.
And then the wild card plays the wild card.
Whatever's left over.
Wow.
So now, okay. hopefully it makes sense
now. It's radical,
now. It is very radical.
Your thoughts.
For the most part, I like it. I like it, Rob Parker.
Oh,
I like adding playoff teams.
Now, too many.
When we first started talking about it, and there's 30 teams in the league. So now you're almost half the league is making it. 14.
Because 14 out of 30.
Right, out of 30. But when you and I first talked about it, I said I'm skeptical because I think it belittles the regular season. And baseball is among the three major sports. Baseball is the one where it's more of a crapshoot in the playoffs. Like the best team
the
doesn't
always
win.
The best team doesn't always right. Because there's a lot of things.
Pitching.
What did we see last year with the Nationals? You just had a right. They were a wild card, Chris.
Yep.
They luckily got into the playoffs
and they won the whole thing. And the Dodgers, you could argue, certainly have been the best team in the National League for the last 6 years, maybe, you know, and they have yet to win a World Series. So you already have that factor. And I felt like bringing more playoff teams in who didn't have maybe a terrific regular season could increase the chances that the fifth best team in the league wins a World Series or something like that. However, the fact that they are giving the division winners three home games in a three-game series, that's an advantage. So now that the regular season does matter. If I win my division, yeah, there's a chance I could lose to a wild card, but I've got three games at home, and if I can't win three games at home, then so be it. The only thing I don't really like is the picking your opponent. I think they should just go by records. The team,
because that's like the
second
NBA
best division
with
win.
The All Star
right,
stuff.
I, at first, that was cool, and at first, you might think, "Oh, wow, rivalries." If the Yankees pick, right. you know, Boston, it's gonna be great, and this and that. But that might last. Like, I'm over the NBA picking
after
All-Star.
The first year.
Right. It's like, you know what? Just have the division winner with the best record that's playing, that doesn't have the bye. They play the wild card team with the worst record.
All right. I'm
and
gonna,
so on and so forth.
I'm glad you like it. Rob Parker does not like it. And I do
Surprise!
Not like.
Surprise. Wow. The Hippo doesn't like something.
This is what I don't like. I hate when they keep adding playoff teams to make money. Chris, make it worth something. I love that even when baseball first went to the wild card, I wasn't that crazy about it. But I admit,
you were wrong about
right.
that. Okay.
It worked out. But I'm good with now, right? Only 10 teams make the playoffs out of 30. If you up it to 14, now it's almost half the league. Don't make it to like with the NBA, where more than half, right? They got 16 of the 30 teams
right.
make it. I don't want it to be like that. I don't
but
want.
But who's
it
complaining about the NBA playoffs?
Well, but
if anything, they complain about the regular season.
No, but that's what I'm saying, because more than half the league makes it. And here's the other problem, Chris. You got teams making the playoffs in the first round, not all the time, but a lot of times. They shouldn't even be in the playoffs. They get swept in a 4-game series in the first round, and that's
that,
because they're
I don't
not.
Think that's that common. No,
it happens more than the first round. A lot of times are horrible. And I'm telling you, because you're putting in teams that really aren't playoff teams. And that's what I worry about. I just do not think that you should oversaturate, make the playoffs special. I don't want to go back to the old days when you went straight to winning. When the Yankees won those eight World Series in the 10 years in the 50s, when you had the best record in the American League, Chris, you went straight to the World Series.
Yeah,
there was no playoffs.
That was too.
So that was right. there was no playoffs.
Right. But there were fewer teams, of
right,
course.
Right, but still, they had 24 teams. Right. But still, that wasn't good enough. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I like playoffs, and I like that, but I don't want it to get to where too many teams are making the playoffs, and it's not a special thing that you have to churn out and you have to work for. I like the wild card, the way that they had it now. I like that they just had 10 teams out of 30. That's a nice number. It's not oversaturated. I don't want to get to the NBA. I don't want to get to the NHL playoffs.
Well, what about the NFL? The NFL has what?
No, 10 out of 32.
12 out of 32. 32.
So that's not bad. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't really want to get too far. So that would be my only thing. I love that baseball's experimenting and thinking outside the box, trying to come up with some new. I like that idea, Chris, so I'm not. But I don't. Let's do that. If you want to do it, then let's do that with 10 and figure it out, you know? And if you want to expand.
What about the picking? You don't like that, your opponent.
That wouldn't kill me. But if you want to expand the 3 games instead of the 1-game play-in wild card
right.
and make it a 3-game series with similar things, you could do the same exact thing with the same number of teams without it being, right?
Right.
Right. The number one seed would have a bye, and then you play the other ones, right?
Right.
Where you would play, they play a 3-game series instead of a 1-game play-in, and all 3 games would be at the better team's home.
I will say that I haven't been sitting there saying, "Man, they need more playoff teams."
That's
right? I don't dislike this. Here's what's happening, Rob, and I think we and in the media play a part in this. We all, and I don't think baseball's been as much of a victim of this as basketball. But we so emphasize the postseason.
That you
right?
like the regular season doesn't matter.
Right. Like, I think when we talk about the NBA ratings being down, and there are a lot of reasons, low management and game, you know, West Coast stars playing late on the East Coast, all that. All that's a
and
factor.
And some bad teams.
Right. But I think another factor is we've convinced the fans that it's all about the postseason. And the postseason is so long.
And it wasn't.
It's almost like another season in and of itself. And so we're feeling like the regular season doesn't matter. And baseball's already 100. I think I know a proposal I would have liked. Cut the season to like 90 games.
You know what
I would have loved that.
You know what the problem is?
They don't give up the money. I get it.
Baseball this past year had its highest revenue ever, $10.7 billion. And a lot of that, Chris, is television money because
no league's
right?
giving up games.
They're not giving
they
up.
Absolutely
right.
have
had to.
Right. So I get that.
And that's the biggest thing is the best thing on television. That's why the NFL's had the resurgence and where they are is live games. live games are better than sitcoms, taped shows. People don't watch TV like that anymore.
No, the only appointment television is sports games.
Sports and the news. Yep. Those are the only two that you got to like kind of watch it live.
Right.
Everything else, Chris, you could watch anytime you want.
Yeah, I think you have to admit this, Rob. The playoffs in baseball are really exciting. And I think that's what the league's proposing is. I think that's what they're looking at. Like, they've got more, and it's for every league, but what you don't want is it for it to become like college basketball.
No, I get it.
But they already feel like our regular season isn't creating the buzz. No matter what, your numbers about the revenue and all that, and that's true. But, it's not creating that buzz.
But the wild card was born into ad. I get it. But I just don't want it to get too ridiculous.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't want it to be like the NHL and NBA, and you've already mentioned it. Where you look at the regular season in the NBA. When can the playoffs starting?
Right.
When do the playoffs start? And you don't want it to get to that point.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Rob. So you are Philip Rivers, you want to rip him?
It's not that. I'm like,
is that. Just accept
today,
it. Own it. But
today it was official that they parted ways, right?
We knew
the charges
was reported,
we talked about
a couple weeks
right,
ago.
Right, that they were going their separate ways, which is fine. I'm sorry. Like, you want to talk about, we always talk about Tom Brady falling off the cliff. He fell off the cliff last year. Philip Rivers was really good last year, Chris, 2 years ago, right? They were in that playoff game. They won all those big games. He had a really good – last year, he looked old. He couldn't move around. He threw interceptions in all the big games. Like, he just was really bad. And I understand why the Chargers – you would say, well, the Chargers should give him one more year. You know what I mean? No.
You got young players that, receivers who are nice.
And you can't waste
back.
Them.
Right, right.
That's what I'm trying to say. So you got to make a move, even though they don't have anybody waiting in the wings, Chris, right? There's no guy.
They're going to probably, they've been mentioned with Tom Brady. They may go out and get somebody.
That's what I'm saying. You're moving into a new building. Go get somebody to get people excited about Philip Rivers for all he's done in all the years and with the Chargers, first in San Diego and now in L.A. It's just time to move on. And you can't get too sentimental or live in the past, right? He's had a good career, but you never won with him, and it's hard to sell him again coming off that year. And I think that's what the Chargers have made a lot of mistakes, Chris, over the years. This is not one of them. It's time to part ways with Philip Rivers. And you see what Eli Manning did, right? He said, I'm not going to go somewhere else to be at what you call. I retire.
Right.
I think Philip Rivers should take a cue from Eli Manning, right? They both came in and they were swapped for each other, Chris. I'm serious. And call it a career.
I'm not mad.
I know
mad
he
at
moved
that.
To Florida.
He's
call
had
it a career.
What many think will be a Hall of Fame career. Look, it's great regular season career. I think he'll get in, and I'm fine with that. But
you're
right.
How does he get in if people are saying Eli doesn't get in?
Well, I think most people understand Eli will get in.
Right, but I'm just saying.
But he was a better. It depends on what you're looking at. He was a much better regular season quarterback.
Yeah, but he didn't have enough success for me.
No. In the playoffs,
postseason.
No. Yeah, postseason. But I'm not mad at you for that take. If I'm a Tampa Bay, you've heard that out there. I know he's got his issues, big issues. Jameis Winston, the dude throws interceptions like it's nobody's business. But he's still young. I know what he's played. I don't know, five seasons or something. But he's still relatively young. He throws for a ton of yardage. He throws a lot of touchdowns. And I think last year when they didn't put too much on his shoulders, you don't want him being Pat Mahomes and throwing it like that. Take down the attempts and have him be, not a full game manager, but a little more of a game manager. And I think you can win with him. So I would keep him over going for Philip Rivers.
But here's the problem, because let's be honest. Philip Rivers is really just a old white Jameis Winston without the crab legs. Just think about it. He throws a lot of picks too, Chris.
Right.
He's just older.
He did this year.
He did. So why would you go make that pick and replace a younger guy with some upside compared to a guy, I'm sorry, who's just not that good anymore?
Yeah, I get that guys don't want to stop playing. You know, they want to continue
the uniform off and all that.
It's coming. Yeah, it's coming at some point. You can't play forever. Like we said, you've had a very good career, probably a Hall of Fame career. And we get it. Nobody, I mean, very few players want to retire. There's some, but very few want to. Most are forced out. Eli, let's face it, he wanted to keep playing.
But he, you know what? I give him credit. He just said, I don't want to go do that. I don't want to be on the bench. I don't want to sit there and whatever.
Too.
Me too. And just said, I had a great year. I won a couple Super Bowls. It was awesome. I'm out.
Yeah, I get it. So I agree. I think that, you know, we'll see what kind of offers Phillip Rivers gets, you know, what teams dangle in front of him. But I tend to agree with you. I wouldn't be mad at all if he decided to hang it up and walk away.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
One of the things we talked about today, and we're going to talk about it now, I didn't know, but apparently you're a closet Tom Brady
fan.
I'm
not.
I'm not. Rob Parker came out today. He came out of the closet because
wow,
the question.
Look at that.
The question that we put out there.
Wow.
Based on Michael Irvin, we know the legendary Dallas Cowboy who's plugged in. And down in Dallas, right? He's a legend. They love him down there. And he's a great broadcaster.
Right. He works for the NFL Network. He gets it.
He came out recently and said that down in the Super Bowl that week, that people in the know, significant people in the know, told him that the Cowboys had some interest. Rob G, tell me if I'm overstating it, but may have interest in pursuing Tom Brady. Now,
and with Trey Dad,
he then comes out. Yes, of course. He then comes out this weekend and walks it back saying, well, hold on. I didn't talk to Jerry Jones
or Stephen Jones, or anybody
with the Cowboys. So he didn't say he didn't talk to somebody significant. We don't know. Could it be somebody from another team? Could it be somebody in Dallas who's not in the organization?
But it's close to Jerry and his family. You don't know.
Because those are
know.
Good sources, too.
Those are good sources. They're with them, Chris.
Yep.
They're there when Jerry and them let their hair down. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so they hear stuff. We've all been involved in stuff
like that.
So the
question we threw out there, and I'm going to give you the floor first, Rob. But would you rather have Dak Prescott or Tom Brady for next season and, you know, in the future, the whole whatever comes with both of those guys? Which one would you rather have for next season, Tom Brady or Dak Prescott? And this is where Rob Parker came out and said, I want Tom Brady. WEEI in Boston fainted. They canceled all his appearances.
Hey, they ripped up my contract up there. Unbelievable.
But I'm going to give you the floor first. Go ahead.
No, I mean, if you're telling me I got to pay Dak Prescott, who was majorly disappointing last year, I don't care what the numbers say and what year. Dude, that team and Chris Broussard even picked the Cowboys to make it to the Super Bowl. So that's how much he felt like they had something going, and not only did Dak Prescott and them not get to the Super Bowl, they didn't even make the playoffs. And his record against teams that were 500 and above was 2-7. He turned into Matt Stafford padding stats against bad teams, putting up numbers. So people said, well, look at Dak's numbers. Oh, my God, they were great. No, it was a colossal failure. So if you're giving me both, Chris, and I got to sign this guy and give him a gazillion dollars, Dak Prescott, or I could work a two-year deal with Tom Brady with the talent that they have on this roster, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, I would take Tom Brady over Dak Prescott.
Rack that.
I would take Tom Brady over Dak Prescott. I am on the Dak, out crowd, not the in crowd. I'm on the out crowd when it comes to Dak. I don't believe in him. I think if the Dallas Cowboys really believed in him, Chris, he would have a deal. They would have paid him already. I think he could wind up being Kirk Cousins, where he's franchise tagged twice, and then he moves on. I really believe that because I do not believe that they're going to give Dak Prescott the market value. And the market value is way over what most people believe that he deserves. And, Chris, everybody's getting it. But if you decide that you're not going to and you're just going to go with the franchise tag, I know the Cowboys have said they don't want to use it. But, Chris, I believe they will use it. And Dak Prescott. So I'm saying, if you have the same team in place with the talent you have and you add to protect Tom Brady and you have him do some dinking and dunking and do some stuff, that you could be better off than what you are with Dak Prescott.
All right, first of all, stop trying to belittle the fact that in the preseason, I picked the Kansas City Chiefs to win it all. You're trying to
No, we're not.
You just had 5 minutes. Let me
speak. Did you not pick
you
the Cowboys?
You just had 5 minutes. Can a brother speak? Now, you're trying to take away my shine by saying I also picked Dallas, which is true, but all people care about is that I foresaw the winner. Now, I'm not bringing up that you picked the Green Bay Packers.
No, but we're talking about the Cowboys.
Hold on. And the L.A. Chargers. The L.A. Chargers who went 5-11. So let's, first of all, Secondly, stop it! You're such a Tom Brady fan, you got blinders on. And I like Tom Brady. Everybody that listens to the show knows that. But if I have to choose between Tom Brady and Dak Prescott going forward for the Dallas Cowboys, I'm taking Dak. And here's why. I don't come with feelings like Rob Parker. I don't come with innuendo.
I don't have feelings.
I don't just blow where the wind takes me.
Is that where I am?
I come with facts. And here are the facts. Number one, we all know Tom Brady will be 43 years old next year. We don't know when dude's going to fall off. Now, I like Brady. I've said they were 12-4 last year. Patriots bring him back. Add some receivers. You'll be fine. But we don't know that. The end comes quickly, folks. Look no further than Peyton Manning. His second to last season in Denver, he was great. He threw for over 4,700 yards. He threw for 30 touchdowns, something like 39. 39 touchdowns. He threw for almost 300 yards a game, 66% completion. The very next year, he was a shell of himself. 9 touchdowns.
What do you say?
17 interceptions. So it came quick, and he was younger than Brady. Brady can eat all of the plants that he wants to, but at some point, he's going to fall off quickly, and it might be next year. Secondly, Rob Parker likes to act like Dak Prescott was horrible.
He was.
Stop it.
No Pro Bowl and no playoffs. That's awful.
That doesn't mean you were horrible.
He was horrible.
Now, I get it. They didn't make the playoffs. Let's talk a little bit about the defense. Let's talk a little bit about them being one of the leaders in the league and drop balls. Let's talk about Ezekiel Elliott not quite being Zeke. So there were other factors. And the coaching. Coaching was so bad that Jerry Jones had to fire a man he considers his son. So it's not all on Dak. Dak's numbers were great. Fourth in the league in QBR. Fourth in the league in touchdown passes. Third in the league in yards per game. Fifth in the league in yards per attempt.
So he was a black Matthew Stafford.
No, he wasn't, because he's already proven he can win. 4 years, two years he's made the playoffs. He beat Russell Wilson in a playoff game. So I know they didn't beat good teams last year, but he's beaten good teams in the past. And this is my last point, and then you can try as you may, to counter. But it is tough to find a franchise quarterback. And I'm not saying Dak Prescott is Pat Mahomes. I'm not saying he's Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying he's a younger Tom Brady. He's none of those. But he is a winner. He is a guy with intangibles. He is a guy you can win a Super Bowl and multiple Super Bowls with.
I want winners.
And it is tough to get a franchise quarterback. When Roger Staubach retired, It was 9 years before the Cowboys got Troy Aikman, another franchise quarterback. When Aikman was done, it was 5 long years before they got Tony Romo. So you've got a guy. You've got your franchise quarterback. No, you don't just let him go. Who knows how long it'll be before you get another guy capable of carrying a franchise. I got one thing to say to Iowa Sam. Mic drop!
Iowa Sam, did you really do that, man? Come on, man. You know what?
It's my homeboy. Don't try to get in the middle of us.
Don't do that. And this is the thing that Chris won't admit. In that draft class where Dak, you know, where Dak, that year Dak was drafted, also Jared Goff and Carson Wentz. And guess what? Carson Wentz got paid coming off an injury.
How's that working out?
All right, but he got paid.
Does he have any playoff wins?
He got paid.
Rob, does he have any playoff wins?
He got paid, and they won a Super Bowl,
No.
And then here's the he had the Super Bowl ring.
For that.
And then here's the other one. Jared Goff came off a Super Bowl where he only his team scored 3 points in the whole Super Bowl, including a 80-yard field goal. He got paid, but for
How's that contract looking? You like that contract for the Rams?
They don't want to pay Dak Prescott. Can you imagine why?
They don't believe
in Dak Prescott. Everybody else got paid from that draft.
I'm just telling you, it doesn't matter. They paid Todd Gurley too. Now they want to cut him.
My point is,
or trade him, or take less money or something.
That they won't pay Dak Prescott because they know they don't believe in him deep down. And that's where we are. When you get a franchise quarterback in this world, in this league where it's so hard to get a quarterback, you don't mess it around. You don't monkey around. It's only going to cost you more down the road. So you sign the guy, and instead they want to take a wait and see. We want another wait and see. This team got all the hype, the Super Bowl hype. The Cowboys are loaded. Oh, my God, they're loaded. Wait till this year. Dak Prescott, they were 3-0. They beat some stinky teams. Chris Broussard is like waving the flag. Dak is on his way to be elite.
He was en route.
How could you be elite when you're not even all pro?
He's made it twice. I'm talking about this year.
You ain't on no way to elite if you can't even make the Pro Bowl.
Was he elite when he made the Pro Bowl the last two years? I'm talking about this year.
We're not talking about old news.
When they won 13-3, was he elite?
Stop talking about old news and hanging on.
I want consistency, Rob Parker.
I am consistent. I told you. A bran muffin in warm water every morning, and you'll be just
fine.
That's
too much information.
All right.
God, I got to get that out of my mind, that picture. No, Rob, look, stop with the Kirk Cousins, please.
That's who he's going to wind up being.
Because anybody following this knows the reason the Redskins didn't give Kirk Cousins the money was because they had legitimate doubts. The reason the Cowboys have not given Dak the money is because he wants too much. As much as I like Dak Prescott, he should not be the highest paid quarterback in the league. He shouldn't.
Why not? Because he's not the best. Everybody always gets top five. Gets an automatic raise as his next guy up.
But you want him to take less? Yeah, because here's the deal. Those contracts are coming back to bite teams. Teams are getting smarter. They see that these teams, even when Aaron Rodgers gets the big money, have they been to a Super Bowl since then? No. Teams that pay their quarterback this huge money, unless he's Pat Mahomes, they don't get deep in the playoffs. And so I get where they're coming from. That said, I think they will make him the highest paid quarterback. He's going to get his $35, $36 million a year. And he better handle that. Because if he wants too much, as much as I like Dak, slow down, brother. Take the $35, $36 million and leave it at that.
So here's your big thing. You're talking about they're not the same. Kirk Cousins.
Is this you or you? Is this from Rob G and I? I hear them. I see them whispering into your ear. I want Rob Parker's opinion, not Rob Guerra.
Rob Parker. Rob Guerra, can you come on the air? Did I not ask you for the information, or did you volunteer?
They saw you floundering. They saw you drowning.
I'm not drowning.
They saw you getting pummeled, and they threw you a lifeline.
No, they didn't.
No, this is what it was. Hey, Rob G, can you give me a stat that might back up this opinion? Thank you.
That's not what I said, no, Rob G. I can't believe you did that.
This is what it was. Rob G, I'm drowning up here. Help me. Help a brother. Chris is just pouring it on. He's merciless. That's what it was.
That's not what it was.
Give me your little numbers. Go ahead. Give me your numbers.
All of the alarm. All I'm saying is he has the same deck, has the same playoff record as Kirk Cousins. They're both 1-2. Nothing special. So he's going to wind up like Kirk Cousins. He ain't blowing nobody away, and that's the point. Anybody could be 1-2. You don't need to pay Dak Prescott to be 1-2 in the playoffs with all that talent. You could do exactly what Washington did, was franchise tag him twice and say, don't let the door hit you on the way out. And that's what they did. And ask Minnesota after the playoff run if they're happy with what they got with Kirk Cousins.
Look, I don't hate the franchise tag. I got to be honest. I don't like it for running backs and all that. But I get it. It creates acrimony. But it is a good tool for the owners, you know.